This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. First Lady Jill Biden continues her visit to Colorado today. Later this morning, she'll speak at the Community College of Denver as part of a White House Latino Economic Summit. She wraps up her trip after a gala event this evening to benefit the Latin American Educational Foundation. Biden attended a political fundraiser after arriving in Denver last night. Colorado senators are making some major changes to a bill aimed at protecting the state's election system from insider security threats. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would no longer ban those who oversee elections from knowingly or recklessly making false statements about the process. Critics said that could be unconstitutional. Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg disagreed, but still removed it.
I am sad, to be totally honest, that we can't all agree that an election official shouldn't lie to their constituents. But that said, I am more than willing to remove this section to make sure we can focus on what's important here.
The bill does still include training, new security requirements for counties, and increased penalties for security breaches. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A jury has ruled in favor of 12 plaintiffs and awarded $14 million in damages for injuries Denver police caused during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Jurors deliberated for 5 hours Friday, deciding that officers violated the First Amendment rights of demonstrators when they recklessly used crowd control weapons. The judge could issue an order in the coming weeks instructing DPD to change how it responds to future protests. This is